little into himself. And so the guitar, we're trying to get sounds out of this amp, and finally the engineer is like, oh, I have that amp sounding great. And the guitar player goes, uh-huh. And so he puts his guitar down and goes, how's it sound now? It's too funny, because a lot of it does come from here.
That's right.
Do you go back and re-record the whole song?
Right.
Nope. And that's also a new attitude, because in my early 20s, I would have been like, we're redoing it.
Of course.
You know, but now you're like, you know, it's the imperfect. And then you listen to, like, Beatles records, and it's like half of the songs sound like demos, dude.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like that's production true. Has come so far that it's like, wow.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, get over yourself.
But you know what? Make no mistake, there's a good chance that a lot of those guys back then would have reacted the same way we do today with the technology available to us.
Oh, yeah.
Had it been to them then.
Oh, you know? My God, yeah, yeah.
So it's something's to be said for when people come along and what's available when they come along and what they do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I can hardly do like that minute and a half Freedom video without being like, nope, 2 more seconds that way.
Right.
Nope,
right.
I don't like where that, you know, I mean, I'm just specific. You know,
yeah.
I can imagine having knobs and dials and uh-huh. all these other things to play with.
Oh, dude. And you find your groove and you find the things that you like. It's, you know, I think it was good for me to find that at that time, because it was, you have to be clear headed
mm-hmm.
because there's just too much. There's a lot out there, and you find what you like. And then when you find what you like, there are so many ways you can tweak it that you have to start finding a ground. And that's when you really start understanding your influences, because you'll be sitting there at 4 in the morning like, I could keep tweaking this forever. And you start thinking, what do I want it to sound like?
Yeah.
And you're like, I want that drum sound from Beat It is a good example. Like, throwing on the headphones and hearing that doom ba doom ba mm-hmm. like listen to that snare. It's like doom ba mm-hmm. ba, like it's a very specific snare sound.
Right.
And then you hear the snare sound from like I wanted that Bonham kick.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I wanted it with that tight pop snare, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I bought a program that had all of the drums sampled in Abbey Road Studios. And then It's so endless, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you start zoning in on, and that's the part of being a songwriter, is that you're not experimenting. You're trying to get out what you hear in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And these tools are available now. Now, mm-hmm. would I ever do what I did again? No, because I don't want to lose another 2 years of my life. Like,
right.
If I have songs that I want to get out, and that's the only thing that I hope this album sells, because I would love to be able to take that money and make a record with with a live band.
Sure.
You know, because the it's painstaking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you're doing everything.
I can imagine.
With these, you're doing drum beats with your two fingers, and then having to program in the toms. And then if a tom is slightly off, you use this thing called quantization, which throws everything in the track in time. But you're not... You don't want the fill to be in time, so it's all of a sudden it's like, damn, I've got to do it again, because it just quantized the whole track, and now everything sounds like do 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 do, you know, instead of like do 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 that that. And if you quantize it, it's like you got to do dotted eighths on the first two beats, and then, you know, like quarter notes mm-hmm. on this one and this one, and then switch it to sixteenths, and mm-hmm. you can't do that in a measure with computers. Aren't like, you know, maybe someone can. I certainly could,
right,
you know.
Right.
So it was like, oh, I got to do this whole thing again. My God. And Be the Air is like one of those examples where that riff, that that
oh, yeah.
I spent like 2 months trying to get the snare just to do, which in the live show we do that.
Okay.
So, and there's a lot of things we're going to be doing in the live show that's going to bring everything up to a whole new level. That's going to be sick.
That's
yeah. really sick. But I spent way too much time trying to do that, because, and it was the timing's right, but the way I played on the guitar is not, it's, I couldn't do it technically. I need a drummer with real feel, like in the same room at the same time, and do it the way a drummer does it. I was trying to do it the way I heard it,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get it to work. And I started getting so you know how frustrated I was with Be the Air? You know, I was like, oh, I want this song to be on the record, mm-hmm. but, you know, so now it just goes, bat, bat, dude. You know, I guess I just, and I did ask the advice of a drummer. He's like, dude, when you're working with digital drums, he's like, just try and stick to the beat. Because that's going to, you know, and I mean, there are things on there that I did that, you know, I just had to. But for that song, for some reason, I just couldn't get it to work as bad as I, because I wanted that little like that little flam in front of like the first hit, like, you know, and it was just coming out like, da, 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 da. And it sounded like, you know, Monkey Boy.
Yeah, right.
It didn't sound natural.
Gosh.
And I wanted to get that bottom, that before the Moby Dick ball, that's, and it's, that'd probably be the air came from that, you know, that do 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 From that riff was at the peak of my what I'll call my sober years. It was when I was right at the right after I hit that shift, and it was like I finally felt like me again, and I had to write that rock song I always wanted to write, and that's why it's called Be the Air. It's just about shutting your mouth and just putting one foot in front of the other. And just going for, you know, don't walk.
Don't talk.
Or no, don't talk. Just walk. And be the air.
I've been called the one-man show. Born and raised rock and roll. This stage is what I know. This guitar, it is my thing. I didn't choose it, it chose me. Your mouth on higher ground, the silence you'll be found. Lights, come on, I find a voice. One of many, not my choice. So come on, rejoice. Come on.
dun, 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 dun.